Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the speech tonight to the Congress of the United States by the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, that speech, that presence, the deal that has been made in the Senate, where they are moving toward trying to pass an omnibus bill that would include generous new provisions of aid for Ukraine. This actually highlights an unusual situation where Republicans and Democrats are actually working together to get something done. A perspective on that deal, a perspective on the issue of what he calls book banning, and a perspective on questions to ask conservative Christians about gay marriage. This all from E.J. Dionne, one of the most influential columnists in the United States. He writes a twice-weekly column for Washington Post. He's also a government professor at Georgetown University and a visiting professor at Harvard University, and a senior fellow in governance studies at Brookings Institution. E.J., I can wish you the joys of the season and I know that the Freedom From Religion Foundation wants us to celebrate the winter solstice, which is kind of about right now, isn't it?
I think it's today, but I wish you the joys of the holiday season as well. I always love joining you and discussing and occasionally arguing, but I hope you have a great new year.
Well, thank you. You too, EJ. We need you. We need your voice because it is one of those voices where I don't know if I'm going to agree with you or not when I open up an EJ Dionne column. But I think we agree that it's a good thing that Zelensky is getting the additional aid that he needs. You actually suggest that this reflects the way this deal was made reflects divisions in the Republican Party. Explain.
Well, I think that, yes, thank you. First of all, I think Ukraine is probably an issue you and I agree on close to 100%. I believe it is both morally important and important as a matter of our national interest. I'm echoing, which I don't usually do, Mitch McConnell's speech on the Senate floor today, that we continue to aid Ukraine and basically send a message to Vladimir Putin that this kind of aggression is unacceptable. How can you not be moved by the courage of the Ukrainian people in resisting this?
We're not only sending a message to Vladimir Putin, but we're sending a message to the Chinese and to the North Koreans and to the Iranians.
100%, and particularly the Chinese about Taiwan. I think what happened in the Senate is really interesting because some senators on the Republican side almost said this, not quite. The reason they reached this deal, which has some stuff in it that Republicans don't like, it also has stuff in it Democrats don't like, is because they did not want to kick this over to next year and immediately have a budget fight with government shutdowns and the like, because they don't trust what the new majority, the fragile, narrow majority in the new Republican House would do. And there has been some real opposition to aid to Ukraine among the more, if you will, Trump-oriented, America First-oriented Republicans in the House of Representatives. And so I think Schumer and McConnell, Democrats and Republicans in the Senate, we should say it was their swan song, Senators Leahy and Shelby, sat down and said, we got to make a deal so we have a budget between now and September, at least, so we don't have a government shutdown or any sort of craziness like that, and we want to lock in a very significant amount of aid for Ukraine. And so while I wish there were things in this deal that aren't there, and there may be things in this deal you wish weren't there, I think it's very good that they got this done, and it's especially good they got this done because of the importance of aid to Ukraine.
Look, I couldn't agree with you more. I think in your newspaper, in the Washington Post, Henry Olson, who is very much on the conservative and the Republican side, also said this is a terrible, terrible omnibus bill, and it's necessary to pass it.
I don't think it's quite as terrible as Henry does, but there's stuff missing in it, in my view. I think that's our difference. Henry would probably like
Hello?
To slash domestic spending more. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Rising star Timothée Chalamet plays a sensitive young cannibal who finds a kindred spirit in a runaway teenager played by newcomer Taylor Russell in Bones and All, now playing in theaters.
We don't have many options. Either you eat, you off yourself, or you lock yourself up in there.
We're dangerous.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
Famous last words.
And yes, of course, they do hurt lots of people, including assaulting the sensibilities of the audience, with graphic scenes of our hungry hero and heroine chewing on the throats and intestines of their unwitting victims. Director Luca Guadagnino tries to wrap the horror in haunting mid-American landscapes at sunrise or twilight, but the film is more likely to inspire angry disgust than any sense of engagement or emotion. Rated R, of course, as in repellent, one star for the must miss Bones and All. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind, This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Moments ago of coming back on the air live with E.J. Dionne, which is my privilege to do. Apologies for the technical challenges that interrupted our prior conversation. And EJ, we were just talking about the change in Congress and the desire to put through the omnibus bill and to avoid having a government shutdown on Christmas Eve and all of those parades of horribles. Could this really signify that with a paradoxically now a Republican House and a more clearly Democratic Senate, could we finally see some of the bipartisan cooperation that people in the country at large say they long for?
I'm afraid not. And by the way, you know, I had this thought when we were knocked off the air by a technological glitch. Thank God we live in a country where we weren't knocked off the air by the government because of what we said. So just to pass that along. Actually, we did see a lot of bipartisan action in the last 2 years. The infrastructure bill was passed in a bipartisan way. The CHIPS Act to invest in microchips and in chips and science was passed on a bipartisan vote. The veterans bill on the Byrne Act, postal reform. We had a lot of bipartisan bills, but that's because you had a will on the Democratic side to pass such bills, and you had Republicans willing to cooperate. Very unfortunately, I think the Republicans who are taking over the House, the nature of that majority, has signaled that they are not interested in such things. I'd love to see them try. I think that the area that's ripe for action is immigration, where we could have a deal that combined border enforcement with relief for the Dreamers who came here with their parents. They didn't choose to cross into the country themselves. That would be a logical bill to pass and ought to pass in a bipartisan way, but I don't think it can. So I wish that were true, but I think we should celebrate the fact that we got an awful lot of bipartisan stuff done in the last 2 years.
And by the way, it is worth remembering. I mean, I was struck by a column at another newspaper, at the Wall Street Journal, by Gerard Baker, who actually talks about 2022 not being such a terrible year, despite the inflation, despite the rise in crime, despite the border crisis, all of that. You write also in a recent column, and I wanted to get to it, you write that book banning is bad policy. Let's make it bad politics. This seemed to me, when reading it, EJ, that this was sort of an old line, and you heard this from Barack Obama a lot, that his big failure was not in substantive policy, it was in selling things. Don't you acknowledge that there should be some limits to what is displayed at a public high school in the library? For instance, right now there is a great deal of energy in the BDSM community. That's the bondage, domination, and sadomasochism community. Do you think it's legitimate to prevent those books from being offered in high school libraries, public high school libraries?
You know, the problem with this debate is that people take the most extreme book and put it forward, and then use that as a battering ram to ban a whole lot of other books.
Well, no, I'm just using it to make
a. And that could we have rational arguments about a book here or there? Where you ask the question, does that particular book belong in a public school library? We could have rational arguments on that, but what you're seeing are large categories of books being banned that present LGBTQ people in a positive light. I've thought about this a lot since I wrote that column. If some, I have no fondness for Donald Trump, but I would stand up for any library that said, we're going to have the art of the deal in our library. I have a lot of books by William F. Buckley Jr. on my own bookshelf. If anybody tried to ban a Buckley book from a public library, I would stand up and say, no, this is a very thoughtful man, and even if you disagree with him, you should have him in the library. And so what I'm concerned about, you could probably throw a book at me on the air now where I'd say, that might make me uncomfortable. But discomfort can't be the measure because, for example, I would defend a lot of, say, evangelical Christian books that may fundamentally argue that only those who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior can be saved. Now, I have a more liberal theology myself, but I wouldn't want to ban that book either.
Well, of course, because you're...
I'm worried that we are getting, by picking one or two books, people, where you could probably have a legitimate argument about whether that belongs in a school library, but what you're seeing, Freedom of Expression Group and the American Library Association are very concerned with book banning on a large scale that goes beyond one or two books here or there. I mean, if you ask me, no, I'm not arguing for hardcore porn in public school libraries, but I don't think anybody else is either.
Well, again, once you recognize the principle that there are some things that should not be included in a public library, then I do think you can have a meaningful discussion about different books and whether they should be there. For instance, even the question of Mein Kampf, which of course is a hateful book, but a book, but it's part of the information that you want to impart to people. I think it's useful for people to know what that is and what that said and why it's wrong.
Excellent is an excellent example because Hitler himself tried to prevent Alan Cranston, as a young activist, later the senator from California. He wanted to publish and managed to publish an unexpurgated version of Mein Kampf in the United States, in English, so everybody could know what the Hitler threat was. And it was Hitler who tried to prevent, using copyright law, a complete version of that book being published in the United States. But that's a very good example where, yes, it is a hateful book, but people, as you say, should know what that threat was that Hitler posed to the world.
However, if you have another book that actually advocates violence or glamorizes violence, the point to me is that I think it's a positive thing when parents are more involved in the schools to which their children are sent, when they get engaged in these issues. And rather than believing that this is some kind of horrible development, I think that parental activism in terms of school curricula and the school textbooks and the libraries, that more parents have to say, the better it is. And probably the better it is long term for the system of education and their own kids' education. So much more to talk about. I hope we can have you back again soon, EJ. And again, Happy holidays to your family. Was 2022 actually a positive year for realism and for dialogue? We'll get to a columnist who says it was, coming up on The Medved Show.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Ukraine's President Zelensky is in Washington this afternoon. First, he meets with President Biden at the White House, then a trip to Capitol Hill. He delivers a primetime address to a joint session of Congress.
This is Zelensky's first known trip outside Ukraine since the war began in February, and he had to travel through the hottest spot on the 800-mile front line to leave his country. The U.S. is set to announce the largest single delivery of arms to Ukraine, including Patriot surface-to-air missiles. The latest infusion of U.S. money would be the biggest yet and exceed Biden's $37 billion request. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
The House January the 6th Committee and its complete report are officially being released today. Danny Moffitt, USA News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved show, Gerard Baker of the Wall Street Journal says lessons from 2022 for elitists and authoritarians. And what he actually suggests is that when we look back on this year, of course, you remember so many of the conflicts and so many of the negative developments and the mass shootings and the overdose deaths and the seemingly unconquerable aspects of the pandemic and the political embarrassments and et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, the inflation that makes life so much more difficult. But he writes that for some, 2022 was the year when liberty fought back. After a decade of liberal democratic recession and seeming supremacy of strongmen, in quotes, and their authoritarian style, the world's top three poster boys of tyranny, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, and Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, got a reminder of the limitations of autocracy. Russia's disastrous war in Ukraine, China's futile war on COVID, and Iran's brutal war on its own women are testaments to the evil and folly of a system in which leaders face no accountability. Their failures and cruelties and the tragic human cost, he writes, is denouncing liberal democracy and its works. They call for humility from those in the West who have spent the past few years denouncing liberal democracy and its works. And he goes on to write, the tentatively hopeful message from 2022 is that this might have been the year in which a long-deferred realism finally seized the consciousness of our leaders, who were roused from dreamy slumbers by the intrusion of history. In Ukraine, Europeans were jolted from the deranged idea that they had long nurtured of a post-power paradise in which national borders dissolve and we all come forward in a global kumbaya, beating swords into wind turbines, intoning the ode to joy. Since they declined to study history, they must again study war. And by the way, the change in Europe, the United States has provided so far $40 billion worth of NATO aid through Ukraine, and Europe has provided $30 billion, which means that, yes, they're behind the USA, but not that much, and not with the kind of imbalance that it used to be. There's a greater willingness when it comes to greater realism for Japan to double its spending on defense, which is a very positive development. Mr. Putin's violence, writes Gerard Baker, has also brought to an end the wider reveries of a green energy future. After a couple of decades in which the world's leaders pronounced ever more implausible goals for every energy transformation based on ever more fantastical alarmism, 2022 ends with Germany planning to restart its nuclear program, Britain burning coal, and the Biden administration demanding that fossil fuel-rich nations, though not unfortunately domestic producers, amp up the carbon. Economic policymakers were also disabused of disastrous convictions this year. In 2021 was Team Transitory's year in the inflation debate. 2022 was a rout for Team Entrenched. Now we have to hope that the losers haven't overlearned the lessons of their defeat and don't drive the economy into a deep recession in 2023. He's talking about the initial resistance to being concerned about inflation. People saying, well, inflation was no more of a problem nor a threat. They've learned, and they've turned around. And we are at least beginning to make some progress on that front. Even in the culture wars, he writes, 2022 has seen some progress in restoring realism to our collective consciousness, with Supreme Court decisions that reestablished a measure of constitutional equilibrium. Elon Musk isn't everyone's idea of a hero, writes Baker, but in wresting Twitter from the grip of the Maoists who dominate our culture, he made a big but significant contribution to our public discourse. Perhaps it's just about a festive euphoria or the enduring hope embodied in the 2,000-year-old reality of the child in the manger, writes Gerard Baker. But a step back toward reality this year gives me special cause to wish you a particularly Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Does that have to do with momentum building to actually confront some of the real dangers in this world? And one of the real dangers being Chinese influence and the influence behind TikTok in the U.S., which, of course, has deep connections with the Chinese government. Jake Tapper did a very good job in an amazing interchange with a TikTok lobbyist named Michael Beckerman about the Chinese government and their genocide against the Uyghur Muslim people under their rule. Tapper asked the TikTok representative if he actually believes that China has placed Uyghurs in concentration camps, which no one has any real doubt about. But the exchange sounded like this, clip 7.
Do you acknowledge that the Chinese government has these Uyghurs and others in concentration camps?
Well, that's not something that I focus on, but I can tell you that for content moderation is done from the United States. We do not censor content on behalf of any government. You can just go on the app and look, and there's been plenty of content on TikTok.
What do you mean it's not something you focus on? You work for a Chinese government company, and the Chinese are accused of concentration camps and ethnic genocide.
You can find all this content on TikTok.
But why won't you acknowledge that? I mean,
I'm just not an expert on what's happening in China, so it's not an area that I'm focusing on. But you can look on the app, and you'll find plenty of content about that as well. It's not something that we censor. It's not something that we draw back. All of that, those decisions are made from the United States.
Well, a viewer might see this and think, this guy won't even acknowledge that the Chinese are committing genocide against their own people. They would probably interpret that to be like, you're afraid of being fired if you acknowledge that. And that's...
Jake, that's not accurate, and that's not fair.
But do you disagree that that's what people, how people are going to interpret it? I mean, that's...
Well, I can see how that's you're interpreting it. I think there are many human rights violations that are happening in China and around the world. I think these are very important. I mean, I'm not here to be the expert on human rights violations around the world. But if you want to look up at that, you can go to TikTok and you can look it up.
Again, you'll note a certain eagerness to dodge the question that was posed to him. And look, that kind of eagerness to try to ignore some obvious crimes, because they are crimes, and some of what the Chinese regime has done, not just to Uyghurs, but to Tibetans for years, is criminal. And that's why in the overall scheme of things, there's a useful column, I mentioned it with E.J. Dion, by Henry Olson at the Washington Post, and he says why the GOP should support the terrible omnibus bill. And given the fact that despite the poetry and poetic opposition to that bill by Senator Rand Paul, it is likely to pass. Now, they may be a little bit delayed because they're going to be hearing Vladimir Zelensky. But the basic argument about the omnibus bill doesn't ignore the fact that the entire procedure, the entire system they go through for determining budgets needs real improvement. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And some celebratory news, maybe, from another part of the world on this third day of Hanukkah. Breaking news, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's longest-serving prime minister, announced today he had succeeded, finally, in forming a coalition government that is set to bring him back to power at the helm of the most right-wing administration, they keep saying that, in Israeli history. It's basically because Israel hasn't had extreme right-wing or extreme left-wing administrations before, and I don't think this new administration is going to be nearly as right-wing or radical or out of the mainstream as some of its critics are claiming. Once finalized and ratified by Parliament in the coming days, the coalition deal will return Mr. Netanyahu to office just 18 months after he left it, amid concerns that his reliance on far-right factions will cause Israel to drift away from liberal democracy. They're addicted to liberal democracy. This is a country that just had five very well-attended and multi-participatory elections in 4 years. Mr. Netanyahu will lead a hardline six-party coalition whose members seek to upend the judicial system, reduce Palestinian autonomy in the occupied West Bank, and further strengthen Israel's Jewish character and maximize state support for religious Jews and Jewish institutions. Okay. Fair enough. By the way, part of what happened here was that one of the aspects about the Israeli election that didn't get a lot of coverage in the United States was that the religious parties, which are called Shas, which is a Sephardic religious party, and then United Torah Judaism, did better than ever. They actually got a total of 19 seats in the Knesset, which is pretty close to the ultra-Orthodox, so as it's called, the Haredi percentage of the population. And then again, back here in the United States, Henry Olson writes in the Washington Post, conservatives are right to be upset over the omnibus spending package. It's $1.7 trillion released yesterday. They should back it regardless. The package falls short of ideal in both substance and process, writes Henry Olson, of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. It expands domestic spending well beyond what it should, especially given the dramatic spending hikes Democrats pushed through in the past 2 years. The bill is also foisted upon members at the last minute, once again preventing them from adequately scrutinizing a gargantuan legislative package. A functioning Congress would not routinely pass the world's most important budgeting bill like a thief in the night. But politics, he writes, is always about the possible, and that's where the conservative opposition of the package falls short. The question isn't whether this bill measures up, it's about whether there is a preferable alternative. The answer, sadly, is that there are no better ways forward from here. Because Democrats will continue to control the Senate, they have effective veto power on any spending packages that they don't find palatable, regardless of who controls the House. In other words, it is unlikely Republicans would get anything better even if they waited to take control of the House. The idea that Congress should just fund programs at their current levels or pass a continuing resolution in Congress speak is also not an acceptable option. The United States must increase its defense spending, amen, hoorah, yes, quickly to meet the threat posed by China. The omnibus, as odious as it may be in many respects, will do that, hiking defense spending by about 10%, 9.7% exactly. A continuing resolution, by contrast, would delay rearmament. That would be an intolerable outcome in a world where our allies are dramatically increasing their spending, and China threatens our Pacific defense posture. The notion that Republicans are threatened to shut down the government until they get their way also fails to pass muster. Voters do not like government shutdowns, and they usually blame the party that is willing to risk one when they occur. Americans rather sensibly prefer compromise to dysfunction, and Republicans who just miffed a historic chance to win control of both congressional chambers should not fumble away their future on futile gestures. Conservatives, concludes Henry Olson, will need to use their control of the House to pass a budget that is both popular and encapsulates their essential vision. Such a budget should aim to rein in spending in areas that are not direct benefit to middle and working class voters, to increase military spending, to avoid cutting entitlements that ordinary voters rely on. It should also break a conservative taboo and raise revenue from the nation's wealthiest households by eliminating or curtailing the many tax breaks they don't need. This obviously goes along with the release of the amazing details of Trump's tax returns. That type of prudent yet conservative approach would still not pass a Democratic-controlled Senate, but it would show swing voters that Republican values are aligned with theirs. Such a plan is for tomorrow, however. Today, conservatives need to decide what to do with the plan that's in front of them. Holding their noses and voting yes is the only sensible option. They will take care of that at the same time that they are picking a new speaker. And there's another sensational, just-breaking suggestion in Politico. Should Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy come up short in his speaker bid, the Minority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana could swoop in and claim the top spot in the House. This is sensible. I think Scalise would be a much better choice. But the article continues. A group of lawmakers has quietly approached Scalise about the possibility, and some of the conservatives opposing McCarthy have privately relayed the same message to the affable Louisianian in recent days. However, Scalise has not been organizing support or making calls for a potential run, and his office pointed to the dozens of public statements he has made endorsing McCarthy and insisting he would never run against him. And that's the point about what could happen, is that if he does fall short, and that is entirely possible, that Scalise would be there and would be a fairly obvious choice and alternative. Meanwhile, Andy Biggs of Arizona is sending out fundraising letters basically attacking McCarthy as a rhino and somebody who is not sufficiently conservative and would betray the ideals of Donald Trump. President Trump, I believe, has formally endorsed McCarthy to be the next speaker. And remember, there were people who were talking about President Trump being selected as speaker so he could be third in line for the presidency when the new Republican House would be going after impeachment against Biden and Harris. None of that is likely to happen. Coming up tomorrow, there's a rising Republican chorus saying, Republican candidates, don't run! Don't run for president. Why not? We will talk to some of those voices and try to explore that possibility that we need fewer Republican candidates, not more. Steve Moore, former economic advisor to Donald Trump, has a new report that shows that blue state safety nets are actually driving Americans out of the workforce, making it possible to earn more by taking welfare, in a sense, than by working for a living. Tomorrow, as we approach year's end and the Christmas holiday, there are a lot of people thinking about movies and best movie lists and what is going to win the major awards, which movies for various movies. And we'll be talking to my brother Harry Medved, film scholar and historian, about all of that. We will also be reporting on a bunch of new holiday releases, some of them very acclaimed, including Puss in Boots, with the voices of Antonio Banderas and Salma Hayek. We'll be looking at Babylon and the latest from Christian Bale, in which he actually visits historic West Point back in the early 19th century and runs into Cadet Edgar Allan Poe. It's called The Pale Blue Eye. That and much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.